we're going to get back on the clock this hour. I'm telling you, we are going to be laser focused. We're going to make all of Odyssey proud.
That's the plan.
Stock Market Report is sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Dow Jones down 159 points today. That's less than a half of a percent. The numbers are so big nowadays. It used to be a 159 point drop was like, oh my God, but that was over 41,000. So percentage wise, not very much. S&P 500 down 33 points. NASDAQ down 198 points. That's over a percent. That's worth noting. And NVIDIA results are coming out momentarily. Quarterly results. That's a biggie. Let's get headlines. Let's do this. Let's do headlines. Let's be streamlined this hour like a quality radio talk show. We're going to do headlines, hard-hitting headlines. There's going to be headlines followed by a little bit of information, and then he's going to move on to the next headline. We're not going to interrupt him. This is going to be like smooth and the way radio is meant to be, and we're going to move on from there. Here are your top of the hour headlines with Alejandro Solano.
These headlines are driven by the
Portillo's
new...
does have a new piece of cake coming out.
I want to know about this, actually.
Spiced this salted caramel. Because their lemon cake is unbelievable.
Caramel.
But they,
you
they
said
just
you don't like caramel.
A spiced salted caramel. I think salted caramel has come and gone, my opinion.
Well, you see, y'all jump on me when I said I love salted caramel, and now it's cool.
Well, everybody did like 6 years ago.
No,
and
now.
Now it's enough already. It's a little cutesy at this point.
It's delicious.
All right, streamlined headlines. All here right. We go. 4 o'clock hour.
Driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford. We know. Did you guys see that they have Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Cinnadust Seasoning Blend Rub Bacon?
Weirdest thing, it's Hormel bacon, and it's got Cinnamon Toast Crunch in it. What are we doing?
That because it's like billionaire's bacon because that has brown sugar on it, so it's just flavored sugary
right.
bacon.
And that I'm with. Call it billionaire's bacon, but to have the Cinnamon Toast Crunch logo on the Hormel bacon pack, it's just like.
It's pre-made.
A little too cutesy for me.
I'm gonna try it though.
Happy birthday, by the way, Jack Black, 55 today.
Never met him, and I hate him.
Yeah, it just certain people have made their lives off comedy, mm-hmm. and they're not funny.
Nacho Libre, terrible. Tropic Thunder, he ruined the movie.
Ruins the movie.
Hmm. What else was he in? School of Rock?
School of Rock is legendary, terrible. Man.
It's a great movie.
One Jack Black movie that I like.
Super Mario Brothers.
Jimmy, save this topic for Smoke on the Water. This is something we can talk about. 100%. I'm a little nervous spending a lot of time with you off campus, Jimmy. I don't know if we're going to have a lot to talk about. So write down a couple things that we'll be able to talk about.
Sure thing.
Jimmy doesn't even bring a pen to the station. You always tell him write something down. That's Solana's pen.
But I could still use it.
Jimmy would like Jack Black. You do favor Jack Black, though.
He's very funny.
He's really not.
In what?
School of Rock.
In what?
Super Mario Brothers. He plays Bowser.
Terrible.
That's a great movie, by the way.
Saving Silverman. That movie's kind of funny. Low-key funny. Shallow Hal, stupid.
Great.
Shallow Hal was a good concept.
Stop it.
It was a good concept.
A good concept.
You throw Will Ferrell in as Hal, that movie's amazing.
Yeah.
Stop it.
You can't see the physical, you know, ailments of people.
Being fat's not a physical ailment.
See, you said that. I didn't say that.
I'm looking at his filmography. I don't think he's funny in anything, is he?
Let me look. Nope.
But he's not. He's not just funny though. Like, he could be deep as well. You guys into rom coms? The Holiday. That's a great rom com.
That's a great rom com. Yeah, I've just looked at the entire filmography. There's nothing, Daddy.
Yeah, he's terrible. It's funny because, like, the Muppets and I guess movies I didn't know he was in, Kung Fu Panda.
Right, like he's the voice of that, but that's not him, you know?
Yeah, his voice can be in a movie, but if you see him, it automatically ruins the movie.
All right, here's your headlines, though, for the 4 o'clock hour. For real. We got to get through these because we can't be delayed.
Yeah. These headlines.
And a happy birthday to Jennifer Coolidge, too, by the way, who is excellent in White Lotus.
Good movie.
Wood. These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford. We know trucks. Did you guys see Netflix? By the way, since we're talking about movies, is dropping the first look at its new docuseries, 5 NBA players, called Starting Five.
Yes.
Jimmy Butler, Anthony Edwards, DeMontis Sabonis, Jason Tatum, and LeBron James. This is the guys lined up in war, and there's one clown holding like that. You know that meme I'm talking about?
And who's that?
5 soldiers, one clown, and Jason Tatum is this clown in this situation. One guy that doesn't
it looks
belong.
I think it's going to be really good. Now, they did drop on social media today, Netflix, a text thread between all the guys talking about this thing coming out, and I thought it was so lame. Like, I thought it was cringeworthy lame.
Well, it's like receivers with basketball players.
Yeah. Which is cool. I'm down with it. You know, cool Jimmy Butler is going to be the realest out of everyone.
Oh, 100%.
LeBron, DeMontis Sabonis, I couldn't pick him out if he was working down at the Citadel.
Yeah. LeBron's going to be all written
he's not allowing himself to be right.
Anthony Edwards is going to be fun because he's just a kid. He's just he's a kid that's good at basketball.
And Jason Tatum will be riding everyone's coattails.
He won't stand up the whole show and be sitting down.
I saw, by the way, speaking of headlines, which we haven't done, Javon Holland says he will be absolutely 100% ready to go game one, if anybody had any worries.
Yeah. Secondary could be special. Poyer, Holland, May, it could be special back there. We know Ramsey's going to hold his side down.
Yep.
So the Dolphins news yesterday, or I should say earlier today, Mike White signed with the Bills to their practice squad. So Mike White cut by the Dolphins over the weekend, and he is now on his third AFC East team. He's a big divisional guy. AFC East, Jets, Dolphins, now Bills.
All right.
Here are the guys we know that have signed to the practice squad. Tim Boyle. He's your new backup to the backup quarterback.
But I was just I don't know, you know, I know who he is and everything, but Barry Jackson just wrote a nice little synopsis about him. Tim Boyle, he's 0-5 as a career record, 4 touchdowns, 12 picks, and a 55.2 career passer rating. So I think they check a lot of boxes.
What box?
What's in the box?
I didn't know what's in that box. 55%, 12.
Barry Jackson points out he cannot be used in a game, even if Tua and Skyler are both injured that day, unless he's elevated to the roster.
Yeah, remember it's I told you guys that earlier in the week. Yeah. They reverted that situation.
The 3. It's better than sitting at home, but he's still on the practice squad at, you know, what is he, 27, 28 years old?
That's all right.
It's better than sitting at home, I tell you that much, but.
Yeah. Time of your life.
I wonder how much they make. It was like 60, 70 grand, something like that when I was playing. I think they make crazy money now in the practice squad.
4 trillion.
Let me see.
Tim Boyle, not Irish, really shocked me.
Wow. That is shocking.
Yeah, he's from Connecticut. Born in Hartford, Connecticut. He went to Xavier.
Well, he's the Irish, though.
I guess, like, his lineage. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what, yeah. Like, Brady Quinn is Irish. He wasn't born in Dublin.
Do you get that?
He wasn't?
Well, so he might be Irish.
He might be.
You're saying he just wasn't born in Ireland?
Right. Yeah. He was born in the United States. But I mean, look, I'm just doing a little more digging. He could have walked on to Notre Dame, but he didn't.
I'm doing a little more digging. I'm scrolling further down on his Wikipedia page.
You know, there's a limited amount of people that were from and born and just American, right?
Somebody says, or it says here that 2024 practice squad salary range is between $16,800 per week and $21,300 per week.
So the lowest you get is $12,500. That's for first and second year's player, and then it goes up from your tenure in the league. That's crazy. They made like $6,000 or $7,000 a week when I was playing. It's damn near doubled plus.
Listen, that'll barely get you the Cinnamon Toast Crunch bacon. You've seen the prices at the grocery store?
I have. I went yesterday.
A couple other guys that we know will be on the Dolphins practice squad. We know Nick Needham is back. Hayden Rucci, he's back. Linebacker Daquan Jackson. I think the Dolphins today, they signed defensive tackle Naquan Jones and Dwayne.
I'm just laughing because I'm looking at Tim Boyle's Wikipedia too. And just like I'm looking, born Hartford, Connecticut, which is the furthest, like the jump you made. He's not Irish because he was born in Connecticut. It's really precious.
You're funny, Solana.
I mean, Boyle.
I'm sure he's Irish. Solana,
are you Uruguayan?
Yeah.
Well, like Eric Spoelstra, was he born in the Philippines?
Yeah. Were you born in Uruguay?
No. I'm Irish. I wasn't born in Ireland either. No, but I mean, normally on their Wikipedia page, it would make light of that. Irish heritage, Irish ancestry.
Make light of it?
Yeah, it would.
Find a Wikipedia that says Irish ancestry.
Do you know what it is to make light of something?
They would bring it to light. They would, like, make a note of it. All right, that's fine. I digress. I apologize.
It was cute. I just found that to be cute. You're like, he's not Irish. He was born in Connecticut.
the Chiefs have signed Bailey Zappi.
Could have been us.
Cowboys, you saw they added Dalvin Cook?
Yeah, but he's going to be on the practice squad too. They signed him for the practice squad. Yes.
He got to be washed because they didn't play him in New York last year.
No.
There was remember that commercial last year was Marino and Emmett Smith. And I forget what it was for, but you know, like Marino's in the huddle and he's got the glasses on. And it was like something like, this is Dalvin Cook. Who else did they sign? Was it Zeke? Did they bring Zeke back?
Yeah, they brought Zeke back.
Yeah, it said, here's Dalvin Cook and Ezekiel Elliott in the huddle.
Was it for Tostitos?
Yeah, Doritos or Tostitos.
Was it Tostitos? Yeah, something like that.
We did how many shows last year on the Dolphins need Dalvin Cook?
Oh yeah, I was
that before last season. That was last season that he went to the Jets.
Before he went to the Jets. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was all in. Yeah, boy.
Yeah,
bring him home. He's gonna show out in front of the home crowd. Yeah,
isn't that crazy though? Practice squad. That's wild.
Oh, boy. If anybody knows, you know, Father Time's undefeated.
How old is he?
In football terms? Because it's funny. When I say a guy's 28, 29, you're like, that's young. Not in football. 28 is prehistoric.
29 years old. But, yeah, he's a running back. He's a running back.
But come on. How old is Raheem Mostert?
9-year-old running back? Huh. And I guarantee he's had 1,500 carries. They used to work the hell out of Dalvin Cook.
I'm just saying, 29. Let's not get carried away here.
Huck, that's old.
How old is Raheem Mostert?
Raheem Mostert is 32, but let's not forget, Raheem Mostert didn't exactly have a big role anywhere until he got to the 49ers. So, right. Like, he has a lot less mileage on his body compared to Dalvin Cook, who was, like, the number one option for the Minnesota Vikings for several years. They ran that dude into the ground.
Well, I wouldn't call him old at 29, even in football terms.
Let me see. I know. To Solana's point, Hawk, Dalvin Cook, 3 years younger, he's carried the ball 1,350 times. Raheem Mostert, 3 years older, he's only carried the ball 674 times. Dalvin's carried the ball double of Raheem Mostert touched the ball in a longer career.
Dalvin Cook carried it like four times last season.
Oh, so he's healthy now? He feels good?
Yeah, you ever take a few days off from working out? You know, like a brand new person?
Add some tread to the tires? Yeah, man. That man, that surprised me. 1,350 carries. That's crazy.
Somebody texted in, Dalvin Cook had 687 carries in college. Mostert has 674 in his 12-year NFL career.
So Dalvin's sneaking up on 2,000 carries.
Yeah.
Or over 2,000 carries.
He's going to be in a tent in Australia thinking things through with Ricky.
Hang it up. No, them knees don't feel good. And he's not big. Raheem's way bigger than Dalvin Cook. Yeah.
Dalvin Cook also not Irish.
You sure?
Would have been funny if you said, this is surprising. Dalvin Cook is not a chef. Says here he's a football player.
And then there is some big NFL news happening in Cincinnati. So Ja'Marr Chase, he saw what Tyreek got. He saw what CeeDee Lamb got. And Ja'Marr Chase is like, yo, give me the bag. And he hasn't practiced. Yesterday, head coach.
He hasn't? I didn't know that.
No. Zach Taylor said yesterday that he was going to continue practicing. He was going to get back to practicing. And Ja'Marr Chase walked into practice today 13 minutes late in street clothes. So he did not practice today. He wants a new deal.
All right.
These new age kids are different.
That's funny.
Yeah. And they franchise T. Higgins. They might lose all their damn receivers in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson will start in Pittsburgh week one. You learned that today.
Huh?
What do you think, Crowder? By what week is it?
Justin, you know Fields? What I didn't? I meant to look. Whatever their bye week is, but I don't give him more than, I say, 6 games max, and Fields will be starting.
All right, guys, your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It is raining in El Portal. I know it's raining in parts of South Florida, so drive safely around 85 degrees. That is your weather.
Corn Elder has it, looks left, throws right all the way back to the goal line. Looking for a block is Dallas Crawford. He keeps it alive, chucks it all the way across the field, and it's caught there at the 15. There's a big block at the 30, to the 35, to the 40, to midfield, and still going is Corn Elder. He's at the 40-yard line.
Come on, oh, baby!
He might
go!
He's at the 20! He's at the 10! At the 5! He scores! He scores! Corn Elder scores! It's a touchdown! It's a touchdown! It's a miracle in Durham, North Carolina!
Hawk and Crowder.
Let me give you 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. That's brought to you by your South Florida Lexus dealers. A summer getaway is waiting for you at the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event. Get offers on select models now through September 3rd. Learn more at lexus.com/offers. Chris Greer spoke to the media today. So we talked about this, Crowder and Solana and Jimmy, the offensive line. I said they're obviously happy with the offensive line because they didn't make any trades. They didn't sign anybody off waivers. Here is Chris Greer saying that they do have confidence in their offensive line.
It's always interesting because Mike and I were talking about this the other day that with the offensive line, how every year that's, you know, you guys are like, oh, not good enough, not good enough. But then offensively, we're pretty good offense the last 2 years. And a number of you guys have talked about how the guys have improved. You know, those guys on the offensive line have worked their tails off. We feel confident in them. The coaching staff believes in them. And Butch and Mike and Frank have done a great job, and Lem, in helping those guys develop and work. And so I think the important thing is they all work together. It's a really cohesive unit, and just watching them work together is great every day. They hang out together, so it's a very close-knit unit. That said, yeah, we'll add someone to the practice squad like we always do. And just for your information, we released Jack Driscoll recently because we claimed Grant Dubose, wide receiver, and so that was the roster move for him. Jack's a good kid, worked his tail off. It's just unfortunately a numbers crunch for us. But we're confident in the offensive line. So again, you know, it's just one of those. It's, you know, Mike and I just, we always kind of chuckle, you know. I know you guys made a joke about me saying that you guys are more worried about it than we are. But internally, that's how we feel about our group here as a team.
Hope they're right.
Yeah. One thing proves in the pudding.
They're right, man.
This ain't no, you can't hide it. If Tua starts getting hit, you know you were wrong.
Now, I don't care how quickly he says he can get the ball out. Like, you want as much time as possible. You want to make some nice holes for the running backs. Like, I hope they're right on the offensive line. I hope they are.
They put least resources into the O-line than any position.
Well, they drafted offense. Patrick Paul, like you said. I mean, I think they're trying to do their part to make sure that it's not just a turnstile, obviously. I'm guessing they're counting on Teron Armstead to give you some quality games. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, that seems to be a question mark every year, but he sounds pretty confident in them.
They just keep selling me Eichenberg. That's the one that I just look at every time, and I've seen some pretty bad snaps out of old Liam.
Who's the guy? I forget his name already. The center that they brought in who's been hurt.
Aaron
Brewer. Is he going to be ready week one?
He's not on the PUP list.
Okay. Yeah. And then here's one more cut from Chris Greer today. So what is this? He's talking about Stephen Ross's expectations.
Yeah, I remember Stephen Ross was on the broadcast for one of the preseason games. I believe it was the second one. And he flat out said, like, I expect this team to be contenders this year. He thinks that they're talented enough to be contenders. So Chris Greer was asked about Stephen Ross's comments.
Each year, we're always judged by wins and losses at the end of the day. So, you know, last year, people were saying our roster was one of the best in football, and we had injuries and fell short in Kansas City and ended in wild card. So I think each year is a different year. I think we feel very good about our roster where we are. And again, this is just a moment in time. Like, as you guys remember, in March, everyone was worried about salary cap. We can't do anything. And so it's always little pockets of time when you do your roster and stuff. But we feel good about it, like everyone. Health is and luck all contribute to it, and team chemistry. And it's a very close-knit team already. It's been exciting to watch these guys all together. So, yeah, we feel if we're healthy and ready to go, that we have a chance to compete, which is what we always want, that chance.
I know I sound like a total homer, but I am so into this roster and Mike McDaniel. I love Tua. I'm so happy he got the contract. Like, I am so in on this team. I hope I'm proven right. I am such a believer in what they have put together.
Pro bowlers at every position other than inside linebacker. Oh, and tight end. Tight end and inside linebacker. Pro bowlers everywhere else. They have a hell of a roster. You can't just flat out say any other roster is just better than the Dolphins. And proof's in the pudding. Chris said it. Wins and losses are what you get judged off of. But just talent-wise, the Dolphins are up there in the league talent-wise.
I am in, man. I am ready for this season to get underway. Game Day Uncensored, you'll hear it 4 hours prior to every Finns game on this radio station. It'll be Brendan Tobin and Alejandro Solana, and that'll be a week from this Sunday. What's 4 hours before 1 o'clock?
5 a.m.
5 a.m. a week from this Sunday.
Nine.
I don't know. Math is there.
Huh. I used to run those circles. 9 a.m.
An early wake-up call, Jack.
What?
An early wake-up call. All right, don't go anywhere. We still have a lot of stuff to get to this afternoon. I want to get the Rick Ross sound, quack, quack, quack. I want to get everybody excited for Canes Gators Saturday. We have a lot of stuff to get to. Don't go anywhere.
Is this the Canes, baby?
Hawk and Crowder.
Somebody texts in, who do you believe in more, the Dolphins or UM? It's a good question, especially for a hurricane like myself. I believe more in the Dolphins than I do the Hurricanes right now. Now, it's an interesting scenario because the Hurricanes, I saw the odds today from Bet Online. Cam Ward is the second favorite to win the Heisman. And the key for any team, in most cases, everybody will go back to the Brad Johnson thing in Tampa, whatever. The key to success in football in 98% of the cases is always going to be the quarterback. And it seems like Cam Ward is a better quarterback in his league or more respected than Tua is in his league right now. But I am more excited. I am more confident in the Dolphins because I've seen the roster. I've seen I've seen enough from Mike McDaniel. Mario, I'm still, you know, I'm waiting to see the in-game stuff. That makes me believe he's the right guy. I got to see Cam Ward out on the field. Excited to watch Reuben Bain. But I'm right now, and I think I've been pretty consistent during the offseason. I'm all in on the Dolphins. I was at the forefront of give Tua whatever he wants and let's go. And that's how I feel about the Dolphins. I'm excited about the Hurricanes. I'm more confident in them as we get closer to Saturday. But I am 100% in on the Dolphins. Speaking of the Hurricanes and the Gators on Saturday, we have another hype montage for you. Victor Bermudez is the executive producer of our Miami Hurricanes broadcast. The Canes pregame show on Saturday begins at 11 a.m. 11 a.m., and then you will hear the game. Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr. on the call starts at 3:30 from Gainesville. You will hear the game here on 560 WQAM. But here is a little something that Victor Bermudez has put together for Saturday. You will hear this on the broadcast as everything kicks off. Here's a little something to get you hyped for Canes and Gators this coming Saturday.
Gator has always been a big game for us ever since the fall of 1938 when I personally played on a football team and went up to fight the Gator.
Miami and Florida, where do you even begin? The story with so much to pull from, you run straight to the archives.
Fourth and goal, Cochran, Sullivan, diving, he got it! Sullivan scores on the fourth and goal. Bouncing off three Gators at the one and he went in for the touchdown.
Florida hasn't lost it yet. At the moment, they lead by a point. Ozar has to be careful. Can't let this ball be picked up. He's going to go in the end zone. And back there in the end zone is Eddie Brown. He's got the touchdown. And that ball was right on the money. And Ozar, taking dead aim on the Heisman Trophy, balloting, brought his team back.
McGee the only back. Dorsey will throw. Sands has it. Makes a move into the end zone. Touchdown, Ethic Sands. Ken Dorsey to Ethic Sands. And it's all over in Gainesville. It's all over at the Swamp. The University of Miami has defeated the Florida Gators.
Hand off Frank Gore, right side of the 10. He's to the 5. Frank Gore, he's into the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown! 12 yards and a touchdown!
What is it about this collision of former superpowers?
Devin Hester and Sean Taylor back deep for the University of Miami. It's the drama. Miami and Florida, orange and green, orange and blue everywhere. It has the feeling of a bowl game. And cliffhanger. 28 unanswered points. It was 33-10 in one of the most exhilarating wins by the University of Miami. Miami and Florida, first met in 1938 and meeting for the 57th time today. And always fighting over whose program is superior.
To the fans and everybody in Gator Nation, but I promise you one thing, a lot of good will come out of this. You have never seen any player in the entire country play as hard as I will play the rest of the season.
I'm hurt, dog. Don't ask me if I'm all right. Hell no. Joaquin said dominate, and we not doing it. I'm putting my heart in this, dog. Let's go, man. Let's go.
Today, legacies will be changed. And legacies will be created. The never-ending feud between the Canes and Gators, a confrontation to be savored, continues from Florida Field at Ben Hill Griffin Stadium, coming up next.
A little something to get you in the mood for Saturday. 11 a.m. right here on 560 QAM.
I just got to know why you do Tebow and then do the Ed Reed right after Tebow. I don't like that.
Canes flagship, baby.
Because Tebow's speech was okay. I like Tebow's speeches, but Ed Reed's like, it's Ed Reed, man. Come on, y'all. Man, I got to get off of here.
Saturday, 11 a.m. Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr. will be on the call starting at 3:30 p.m. It will all transpire in Gainesville, and it will be heard here. On 560 WQAM.
Game has to be played, Hawk.
Yeah. You better come up with something better than that for Monday and Tuesday.
Come on, Graham Mertz.
5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. We'll get you caught up on the headlines. We'll let you know when Tim Boyle is scheduled to arrive, monitoring air traffic around wherever he is. I'm just kidding.
He's driving down. He's not even flying.
5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up.